Isn't it at the core about supplying needs? Born separated from God in a fallen world, we have so many needs. Physical needs for food and shelter, medical care, education, clothing. Emotional needs. We need compassion, love, friendship, tenderness, understanding. We need acceptance. And we have spiritual needs. We have a deep, desperate spiritual need to be united with our loving Father God. For what is evangelism really if it isn't just one beggar telling another beggar where to find the bread? Isn't mission actually all about saying, here, look, I've got this. I saw your need. Take this. He's good. Mission is what we do and what we support in foreign lands, faraway shores. Mission is what we do at Heartland, supplying into the needs of young people in the area. And mission is what every Christian does every time they give into a need in Jesus' name. You see, I don't actually think that giving is at the heart of mission. I think giving is the heart of mission. Jesus spoke about giving when he sent out the 12 disciples. Matthew 10:8 reads, "Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Jesus says, freely you have received, freely give." Jesus calls us to give as we have received. More than that, he calls us even to give as God gives. Isn't that impossible? We can't outgive the giver. I don't think Jesus is talking here about how much we give, but how we give. Jesus is concerned with the condition of our hearts. But how do we even start to give with the heart of God? Well, I think in John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus helps us to understand more deeply by speaking profoundly of his own giving. Jesus says, "The thief comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Now, bear with me, because I get a little bit excited about Greek. I'm going to just dive off for a few minutes into the original Greek, because the word that's translated here as abundance in this verse is perissos. And I think it's one of the most beautiful words in the Bible. And it simply doesn't have an equivalent English word which carries the same feeling. To properly demonstrate the meaning of perissos, translated abundant, I'm going to need some volunteers, and we're going to do a little bit of a demonstration. So I think I'm going to need Sarah and Antu. Can you help? Okay. Perissos comes from a different Greek word, perissurvei, which means to give. But perissurvei is a very special kind of giving. It means to give out of one's own personal abundance, out of a joyful excess. So, if I give Sarah a banana, Sarah now has a banana. Sarah has a banana, Antu has no banana. Antu needs a banana. Sarah can give her banana to Antu. The banana has been given. That's not perissurvei. The banana has not been perissurvei to Antu, merely given. You can do this. There's only 10 more. Sarah can now perissurvei the banana to Antu. In fact, Sarah can perissurvei many bananas to Antu. Have you got some left?
Yes.
Okay. Now Sarah and Antu can peri survey bananas to you. What's your need for bananas?
And you need to carry survey bananas to other people as well.
So now, Josiah can peri survey bananas. When we give out of an excess, out of a joyful abundance, it's joyful giving.
You could say you can eat them or you can give them back. That's tomorrow.
So if you don't want to eat your banana, we can make good use of them tomorrow for the homeless. You are welcome to eat your banana. You have been peri-surveyed your banana, but if you do not want to eat your banana, don't pop it in the dustbin. Pop it back in the box and we will use it tomorrow night. There is an abundance of bananas. The Lord blessed me this morning with an abundance of bananas. If you have an abundance of bananas, then you don't just give bananas. You peri-survey bananas. Jesus didn't just come to give life to us, but to peri-survey life to us through his own joyful abundance. The word perisos in John 10:10 carries wonderful and beautiful connotations of real freedom and joy in giving. And the same word is used twice in verse 14 of the passage that we're looking at today, where it is again translated as abundance, but in Greek, perisos. Carries all the same deep meaning in this passage as in John 10:10. Paul writes, "For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but as a matter of fairness, your abundance at the present time should supply their need, so that their abundance may supply your need, that there may be fairness." God's blueprint for mission, his model of giving, is joyful, and it's out of what he, in his love and kindness, has already poured into our own lives. Well, maybe you might feel that you haven't got very much in abundance right now. Maybe money's tight. Maybe you just feel every day, just run off your feet. Maybe you feel, as I have done, guilt and shame over your giving. But I feel that the Lord wants to set us free from those things that are holding us back and release us into greater joy and freedom in giving, in mission. From our passage, verse 10 and 12 to 12 speak into this shame, and they give us the title of the message today. "And in this matter, I give my judgment. This benefits you, who a year ago started not only to do this work, but also to desire to do it. Now finish doing it as well, so that your readiness in desiring it may be matched by your completing it out of what you have. For if the readiness is there, it is acceptable according to what a person has, not according to what he does not have." And the title of the message is, "Complete out of what you have." Another title for it might have been, as Jesus said, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." It's not God's plan that you personally supply all needs everywhere. That's God's job. Our job is to glorify him with our love, with our praise, and with our submission to his will. I don't glorify God when I try and do his job. I don't glorify God when I try and do anybody else's job that he's given to them. As a new Christian, I did find this bit quite hard to understand. Sometimes in our plans, success looks like swift completion of stuff. But praise God that his ways are far wiser and more complex than we can imagine. As well as reaching into the hearts and lives of humanity, God is simultaneously drawing his beloved church together in unity and us individually closer to him. And he does this through insufficiency. For as much as we have been given abundance in some things, for service and for his praise and his glory, so too are we mercifully given insufficiency in many things, so that we grow in dependence on him and on one another. Correct thinking around our own areas of insufficiency is really important. I've learnt this sometimes the hard way. It stops us from looking at ourselves and wallowing in our failure, and prompts us to look faithfully and expectantly at Jesus and at his church. It enables us to get excited in encouraging one another and releases us from shame and guilt and resentment. The Lord has given me, in his mercy, an insufficiency in organization, concentration, and definitely sitting still. And many times I've sunk into introspective self-focus because I've chosen to value myself and my insufficiencies as the world does. With my worldly eyes, I've called myself useless and worthless and a failure. But that's not who God says I am. That's not who God says you are. God says we're worth the price he paid for us. Didn't he give his all? Didn't he give us everything? So I choose to repent of my incorrect feelings and thinking. Live in the truth. I choose to think and pray into the things that God has given me in abundance, and not just to look at those things that the world tells us are valuable. I have joy. He's given me faith. I have excitement and creativity and enthusiasm. Sometimes I have matching socks. I have loyalty and the ability to ride a horse. The Lord has never called one of us to give what he hasn't given to us first. From the passage again. For if the readiness is there, it is acceptable according to what a person has, not according to what he does not have. So now finish doing it as well, so that your readiness in desiring it may be matched by your completing it out of what you have. What has the Lord given you abundantly? What can you joyfully share to the praise of his name? You see, God is most pleased with our giving when he is most glorified in it. When we give, not from a place of duty or obligation, but with rejoicing in his character and partnering him with in his life-giving work, whilst at the same time we rest and worship in full confidence that it's not our work that makes us right with God, but Christ's work on the cross. So come, Holy Spirit, and build your kingdom here. Amen.